Mais Birchut, mes rabotai, I would like to wish you Hag Sameach, Shana Tova Mituka, for your family, your children, Be'ez Hashem. And today we are approaching Kippur, Yamim Noraim. The day of Kippur is the day that Hashem forgive all the averot that we did. We call those days Dirshu Hashem b'matzo b'hiyoto karov. Dirshu, that means demand Hashem when he is near b'hiyoto karov. Because Hashem now is very, very near, more than any time of the year. This is the best time for Hashem. So the question is why? Why this time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very near us? Why this time? Why not Pesach? Why not Shavuot? Shavuot is Matan Torah, yes or no? Shavuot, we were face to face with Hashem. A priori, in Matan Torah should be the best day that Hashem should be, because it said, "Vayered Hashem." Hashem, he came from the Shamayim to earth. So Hashem, he was near Am Israel. So for me, the best moment that Hashem was near Am Israel, it was on Matan Torah, or Yitzat Mitzrayim, according to the Midrash, when Hashem he gave the last Makkah to the Egyptian, the Makkat Bechorot, that all the firstborn they die. That the Midrash said that Hashem he came from the Shamayim to earth, and Vipasachin, he jumped the houses of the Egyptian of the Jews, and he killed all the Egyptian firstborn. So the Bnei Israel, they were so close to Hashem, the Yetziat Mitzrayim. Maybe Kriat Yam Suf. Why not? Because on Kriat Yam Suf, it said, the Bnei Israel, they said, Ze Eli Ve'Alvehu, they pointed it out of Hashem. Ze, wow, he is. It's like if you see somebody that you didn't see a long time, and you see him in the street, he's the man, he's the person. So they said, Ze Eli Ve'Alvehu, they recognize Hashem. This is Hashem. So maybe on Sukkot, because on Sukkot it's the Sukkah is the house of Hashem. Because we say that in Sukkot Hashem is in the Sukkah. So why those times Rosh Hashanah till Kippur? Why only those times? You know, my friend Rabotai, I would like just to tell you this. Those days, why Hashem is so close to the Jews those days? Because in those days, Hashem created the world. Hashem, he created the world. On Rosh Hashanah, we said, Hayom harat olam. Today, you created the world. Can you imagine that? Hashem, he created the world on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem created Adam HaRishon. Adam, he is the tachlis of the Bria. Without Adam, Hashem has no reason to create the world. So, because that those days, it reminds us those famous first days that Hashem he created the world. So, when Hashem he created the world, it was close. He was creating the world. It was so close to the world, it was in the world. And this is, Rabotai, every year, those days come back again. This is the reason, Rabotai, why Hashem, he is, Dirshu Hashem, demand, Hashem, be Dirshu Hashem, be matzo. And beside this, Hashem, he knows that in those days, the Jews, they need to do Teshuvah. So he need to be with them. Can you imagine? I would just to tell you an experience that I had this week. This is the best experience that I had in my life. I couldn't dream that I could be in that story. On Friday morning, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, I had to go from the Paris 19 to Paris 17, 2 hours walk. Klein, oh, 2 hours walk. At my age, to walk 2 hours, it's not easy. But I had to go to Paris 17 to give shiurim, to be mechazek, the kihila. And there were hundreds of people there, so I said, for them, I'll do it. So I woke up at 6 o'clock. I didn't sleep all night because I was afraid that I would not be able to wake up in the morning. So I didn't sleep, but I was already ready at 6 o'clock. 6:30, they came to pick me up. We started walking. And to go from Paris 19 to Paris 17, not only it's a long walk, but you have to pass some dirty place. Very cliché, very, very dirty place. It's impossible to, it's a very, very dirty place. So I wanted to, there was no way to take another way. So we walked very, very fast. And we saw people at 6 o'clock still, at plastic, still drinking. They were drunk, lying on the floor. Thousands of beers on the floor. So dirty. The walls are dirty. Hotels are dirty. It's a very bad, bad, very, very bad. It's a place of, not for a religious man to walk there. Not even to live near. Okay, now it comes the evening. We have to come back. And the evening, after 9 o'clock, it was 9 o'clock in the evening. I said, now what am I going to do? Which road we should take? And we have all kind of plan. We had no choice. Just to walk again on the same road. But it's not going to be like it was at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be worse, worse, worse. So we have to run. We have to walk very, very fast. So that's what we did. We had to walk very, 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 very fast. And I told the people that they were with me, be careful, don't walk. Don't walk with your eyes straight. On the floor, 1 hour, 2 hours, no matter. Just run. It's like if a lion is behind you. It's like you're in danger. You have to run. But even if you run, even if you walk very, very fast, you have to stop somewhere. There is traffic lights. You have to see something. Or what I could tell you, people, hundreds of thousands of people there, they look at you, drinking, talking, very terrible places. I said to myself, what it is the tachlis of those people? What it is the purpose in life? Just women? Just drink? Just eat? Walking? This is? While we are in Rosh Hashanah, what? I mean, you are in Rosh Hashanah, on one hand, you live in Rosh Hashanah, you live with Hashem, you live the day of the judgment, the day of Teshuvah, the day that Hashem is looking your level, is your level change? Are you the same as last year? Did you change? Are you, your compartment toward Him, is it the same? This is Rosh Hashanah. And then you see the two faces, the face that you represent, and the face of the street, what it represents. Let's say it represents nothing. You are in two worlds. There is a judgment on one hand, and here there is no judgment. Just enjoy yourself, live, do whatever you want to do. Don't worry, don't care. That was the experience that I had in those moments. My friend, I would like to tell you this. Yesterday, it was the fast of Tzom Gedalia. And always the fast of Tzom Gedalia, we do it. The fast of Tzom Gedalia, we know the reason why we do the fast. The fast of Tzom Gedalia, because the Jews killed a tzaddik. It was a tzaddik, a manhig, a leader. They killed him. And because they killed him, so we fast. So if you remember, I give you a question yesterday. The question is, if we have to fast for the killing of every tzaddik, so we have to fast all year. Because don't forget, Yishaya HaNavi was killed. Yeremiah HaNavi was killed. Zechariah HaNavi was killed. The Asara Harugi Malchut, they were killed. The big tzaddikim, like Rabbi Akiva. And we don't fast, we don't do any special day for them. Don't forget, Hur, he was killed as well, he was a prophet, he was killed. So why only for Gedalia? Why just for Gedalia? We do a Ta'anit. Why? What's special on Gedalia? Is it something, is Gedalia, is he more than Yishaya? Yishaya, is he more than Yirmiyah HaNavi? Is he more than Zechariah HaNavi? No, I think no. So why, of course, it was a tzaddik, so what? Tzaddik, can you imagine, we lost 6 million Jews in the Shoah. 6 million Jews. They were all tzaddikim. Most of them are tzaddikim. Even those who are not tzaddikim, but because they were killed, because they were Jews, so they're tzaddikim. They die because they were Jews. A Jew is a tzaddik when he die. Because maybe he did teshuvah before he die. So we don't, even for those Jews of the Shoah, we don't do nothing for them. We don't fast any fast for them. The accusation, the croisade, we don't fast. Why only for Gedalia? We fast for Gedalia. My friend, you have to know one thing. On Rosh Hashanah is the day, the 2 days that prepare yourself to be near Hashem on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, we are lifnei Hashem. Ki bayom hazeh, the day of Kippur, yichaper alechem, Hashem will forgive you, letahe etchem, he will make you pure, lifnei Hashem titharu. You're gonna, the day of Yom Kippur, automatically, you have to be clean. Automatically, you must, even if you are a rasha, you're gonna be clean. Why? Because you are lifnei Hashem. Just imagine, if you are in a place with good perfume, if you get inside, if you don't put perfume on you, you will smell perfume. You will smell perfume, even that you did not put no perfume on you, but you will smell perfume. If you are on Yom Kippur, you are lifnei Hashem. And if on Yom Kippur you are lifnei Hashem, so automatically you want, or you don't want, you are clean. A Jew, you are reform, you are conservative, you are liberal, you are Russia, you don't believe in Hashem. Doesn't matter what you are. You are Jewish. You are Jewish, on Yom Kippur, Hashem claim you. Now, it depends how it's going to be tomorrow. Oh, you do a good teshuvah. You take the opportunity that Hashem will clean you on Yom Kippur and carry on tomorrow, or you will lose it. You will be clean for one day. You will be clean for one day. You know, in Morocco, I give to somebody my suit. I told him, please take it to the hotel for the dry cleaning, but tell them if they can give me this for tomorrow. Because in Morocco, it's a little bit, they don't have the equipment that there is here in America in one day. You know what happened? Guess what? In 1 hour, they bought me the suit, clean, package. I said, it's not possible. He said, well, here they have all the best equipment, the top, the looks. So can you imagine, if a suit in 1 hour could be clean, so to be near Hashem, in 1 second you are clean. The Kedusha of Hashem, the holiness of Hashem, is clean you up in 1 second. That is Yom Kippur. So that means all the preparation we do on Rosh Hashanah, it's Bemet is for Yom Kippur. But because Hashem, he see, please, listen to this. Because Hashem, he look at you. Now you tell me, I was not with you here with the Slichot. Don't think that I was in bed. I woke up at 2:30. And I give a shiur at 3:00 to Israel. And then the second shiur to Israel at 4:00. So, and then I had to prepare another shiur. That means, don't think if I was not here, I was up. Because any of those days, they are not days of sleeping. They are not days to, they are days they have to take the advantage of those days. Because Hashem is near. Hashem is near. He's, why? Because those days, he's near more than any days, other days. Why? Because those days, it reminds us that Hashem created the world on those days. And because Hashem created the world on those days, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu come back on those days to this world to be near. That's why Hashem is more here in those days than any days any other time. Now, I would like to finish. Now, imagine on Yom Kippur, we do a big teshuvah. Yes or no? It's the day of the judgment. Very good. Can you imagine after 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Jews can kill a Jew? It's not possible. You know, they came to Gedalia. They told him, Gedalia, you have to watch this Ishmael. This man is a killer. This man doesn't like you. This man is a mamzer. He came as a friend, but he might kill you. You know, Gedalia, he didn't believe them. So why he didn't believe them? Gedalia, your advisors, they advise you that this man is a Rasha. He can kill you. Why he didn't believe them? You know why he didn't believe them? Because he said, how can he kill me? Only he said it was Rosh Hashanah. Only he said he did a teshuvah. Only he said the people did teshuvah yesterday. I mean, on Rosh Hashanah, imagine, on Rosh Hashanah, you do a big teshuvah, it's Yom HaDin, and you say to Hashem, forgive me, and you think to get somebody else the next day, it's impossible. So it's like somebody go to the mikveh, and he has a mouse in his hand. It's like a woman that she go to the mikveh, and she's nida. The mikveh would not help her. She must say, it's impossible. How can you do Rosh Hashanah thinking somebody is gonna kill? So that's why Gedalia, he said no, he didn't watch him. So this is the reason, my friend, that we do some Gedalia. Why? To teach you that the Yetzer is very, very strong. The Yetzer, even that you are a tzaddik, he will not let you. He will come back to you. Even that he knows, even that you know, that you did a big teshuvah, watch out for tomorrow. Even that today is the judgment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very, very, very important that my teshuvah should be from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. This is a preparation. We start on Rosh Hashanah, we finish on Yom Kippur. You have to be careful. The Satan he peut te tromper. He can trick you. He's very, very clever. Very, very clever. Look, I was walking in that famous street yesterday, on Friday. And of course, my eyes were down, earth. And suddenly I heard, you know, a brakes of a car. Oh, and we heard an accident. So when you hear an accident, what do? You turn to see. But I said, David, for more than 1 hour, you did not look around you. For 1 hour, you look in the street. Now, by turning, you're gonna see very, very bad things. Don't turn. So I said to the man that he was with me, was not going. I said, can you tell me what happened behind me? He said nothing. It was just a break. Just a car. If he made a very, very hard break, but nothing happened. I said, can you tell me what there is behind me? He said, Rabbi, I don't advise you. There is nothing you can see. Don't see. Just carry on walking. Just look at the Yitzhara. Bemet, I'm not joking. This is mamash. That's why we fast on Tzom Gedalia. Not because Gedalia was a big tzaddik, more than anyone else. No, just to teach you that a desire, how strong he is. As much as you can be a tzaddik, as much as you want to be a tzaddik, the tzara is very strong. The tzara, it will make your teshuvah, it can break your teshuvah. And that's why on the Haftarah of Friday, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read there, Be'et Hashem when Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get rid of the tzifuni, will get rid of the tzara. Why the Ba'al Tshuva, the Ba'al Musa, they said, why we call him Tzafon, Hatzifoni? Because from the word Tzafon, Tzafon, that means hide. The Tzara, he hides himself. You don't know where he is. You don't know where he is. He's in your finger, he's in your mind. You don't know where. Look, you have to look for him. Because if you get rid of the Tzara on one side, he will go to the other side. Will you take him for other? That's what the Torah said. ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודך. My friend, you know, a lot of my best friends, I lost them this year. They were not old people, young people. A lot of my friends, a lot. If I did Hashkava to them this week, they were many. And they were not ill. They had no cancer, nothing. This is the Izadi stop. This one, suddenly 1 month, bam, 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 finished. Like Rabbi Nisim Buzaglu Alav Shalom, who was a big poet, and he's made Chabruta for nothing. Rabbi Moshe Azwilos. How many people? And everything was decided on Rosh Hashanah. Don't take Rosh Hashanah like nothing. But Baruch Hashem, Hudu Hashem Kitov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us after Rosh Hashanah Kippur, he gave us Sukkot. So why Sukkot? And I finished. Why Sukkot? Why Sukkot is not another day? Why Sukkot is after Kippur? Why? The answer is this. Why you prepare yourself well in Rosh Hashanah? You take advantage of those days that Hashem is by, is near you, is not far away from you. Then on Kippur, he clean you up because you were near him. Then you become so friendly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you, he said, well, it's over, finished, Elul, Slichot, finished, Hoshana, finished, Kippur, finished, that's it. Let's stay together another week. Basukot Tishvu Shiv'at Yamim. Build a house for me. We'll be together. In the sukkah, and then we'll be so happy, we'll dance together, Simchat Torah. So yes, you see, all this inyan of Yamim Noraim, Rosh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, no, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, is to be with Hashem, with a smile, with happiness, because that's why we call Sukkot Zman Simchatenu. Sukkot is the time of the joy. Why is it time of the joy? Because all year that passed, we were with Hashem, comme ci, comme ça. Like now that we did Teshuvah, there is no anymore comme ci, comme ça. Now we are happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with us. So, Be'ezat Hashem, take the advantage. You want to be with Hashem on Yom Kippur? You want to be happy with Hashem on Sukkot? You want to dance with Hashem on Simchat Torah? You have still a few days. Still a few days to go. Still a few days of preparation. Can you imagine? I nearly lost everything on Friday. If I didn't take my hand strong, not to watch, left to right, just to go straight away, ahead. And every time I used to talk, to ask the non-Jew that he was with me, there were two bodyguards there to be with us. I told him, every time I ask him, where are we now? Rabbi, don't look. Where are we now? Rabbi, don't look. Can you imagine? For 1 hour and a half. And after it was half an hour that it was an open road, but for 1 hour and a half, we have to be careful. Can you imagine? Hashem could tell me, why you took this risk? So, Baruch Hashem, I took the risk, but I won and I learned. the place where we live, we live in a world very, 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 very dangerous. And Baruch Hashem that Hashem give us Torah. And Baruch Hashem that Hashem give us those days that Hashem is near to clean us up. And after that, Hashem will have the zechut to have a dinner with him, the sukkah, and then to dance with him. Yes. יהיה רצון שהקדוש ברוך הוא יביאו you ברכה והצלחה. רב ג'קר, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יביאו דון, לסנטי אל הז'ווה, כן רצון. יביאו טוס, ז'וו סווייט, לונג וי, פרנסה טובה, שנה טובה מתוקה, כן רצון. ובזכות רבי חיים פינטוס, הוא יביאו, וכל השם יביאו דון דזנפון, לפרנסה, ובוא נחיו יוסיץ.